Welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. Today, we hear about a statement from China's top court about the country's legal system. Then, we hear why residents are leaving Hong Kong. Recently, China's Supreme Court released a statement banning forced confessions. Some legal experts have welcomed the announcement. Christopher Cruz has more.
The highest court in China has ruled out forced confessions and has promised to reduce the number of unjust legal decisions. Some observers say the ruling is a sign of the court's desire to reform the country's legal system. The ruling Thursday by China's Supreme People's Court is meant to strengthen the rule of law in a system that many observers see as lacking judicial independence. The court says all levels of the judiciary are required to follow the law. It says their judgments should be based on facts and protect human rights. Included in its list of 27 requirements is a defendant's right to a lawyer, the need for open trials based on legally gathered evidence, and a ban on confessions gained through torture. Nicholas Beclin of Human Rights Watch says the ruling is a positive sign that the government is listening to demands for the protection of rights during criminal trials.
It gives a foothold to lawyers and legal reformers in China.
In recent years, China has passed several rules that guarantee defendants fair trials. One amendment approved last year requires police to permit lawyers to meet with their clients within 48 hours of making a request. Legal experts say Thursday's ruling is a step in that same direction, in a system damaged by wrongful convictions and mistreatment of lawyers. Yet rights activists say that even with court reforms in China, the power of the police still makes the justice system unfair. In a recent case, a Chinese official under investigation for corruption was tortured to death and drowned in a bathtub as police investigators tried to force him to confess. Mr. Beclin of Human Rights Watch says that because courts in China often obey police departments, there are limits to what the courts can do.
It's all well for the courts to say, oh, we're going to make sure we reduce wrongful convictions and torture. But the fact is they have very little leverage to do that, because it's basically the police that is driving the criminal system in China.
The Supreme Court's statement comes after a meeting of Communist Party leaders. The reforms to the legal system were among a group of reforms announced after that meeting. I'm Christopher Cruz.
In 1997, many Hong Kong citizens left for the United States, Canada, and Australia before Hong Kong again became a Chinese territory. They were fearful of the country's future under communist rule. The flow of people slowed after China said it would respect Hong Kong's partial self-rule under China's one country, two systems policy.